Jesus House, in pursuit of God, discovering purpose, maximizing potential, impacting lives. This message is being brought to you from Jesus House, London. God bless you.
You know, one thing that Pastor Agu will tell you he's big on, and we had this on Friday, is relationships. And today, as we celebrate God, as we celebrate the grace of God, we have the distinct honor of one of Pastor Agu's very close friends. He flew all the way from Baltimore just for this weekend to celebrate God and to celebrate his friend. And that's the kind of friend that he is. And we're just really grateful to God for his life, grateful that he sacrificed to come all the way to honor God and to honor our pastor. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not a stranger to any one of us. Please, I'd like you to welcome with all of your heart the senior pastor of Jesus House in Baltimore, Pastor Tola Odutola.
Hallelujah. Can we give it up to Jesus, please? Come on, let's put our hands together for Jesus. The Alpha, the Omega, the everlasting King, the Almighty God by himself. He does not need anyone to be God. He was not elected, so he cannot be dethroned. Before he was, now he is, and forever will always be. Come on, somebody, help me this morning. Come on, be excited about our God. We have come to worship the Almighty God. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Can just lift up our hands and let us pray. Father, we want to thank you this morning. Our gathering is unto you. We ask, oh Lord, that in the next few moments, that you will speak to our hearts, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint me afresh that I will speak as your mouthpiece, and everyone under the sound of my voice, both online and on radio, wherever you might be listening to this, that at the end of the day, your testimony will be you have met with the Lord. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, can we appreciate Pastor Agu this morning one more time? Yeah. Congratulations, Pastor Agu. And congratulations, Shola. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 128, I'm going to be reading from verses 1 to 6. I'm going to be talking about what I call the blessed one. The blessed one. The Bible said that blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall be the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord will bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Praise the Lord. I want us to know that not only are we here to celebrate with our pastor, but we are also here to give thanks to God for his goodness. From the beginning, God has always blessed his people. That was why in Genesis, when God created man, the Bible said that God blessed them. And he said to man, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and have dominion. So God's mind is to bless his people. And today we are not just here to celebrate Pastor Agu's 60th, but we're here to celebrate the life of a blessed man. Praise the Lord. In the text that we read, David began to proclaim the blessing of God on anyone that fears the Lord and walks in his ways. David is a very good example of a blessed man. And in this psalm, he gave us an insight into why and how God blesses everyone that fears God. So for a minute, let's define what does it mean to be blessed. To be blessed is to be empowered by God. It's to be empowered by God. To be blessed is to be helped by God. Nicodemus came to Jesus and he looked at him and said, "We have seen prophets like you, but there's something different about you. And that thing is that God is with you." To be blessed by God is to be satisfied with the good things of life. Hallelujah. According to David in this psalm that we read, we're able to see that there are blessings that money cannot buy. Many times we focus on the things that God is yet to do in our lives. And we don't take time to look back at the things that he has done. And most of the things that he has done to bless us, money cannot buy. I don't know whoever is there or you're watching me online. I want to know how much you paid for you to have slept yesterday and woke up this morning. That's God's blessing. I wish somebody can put your hands together for the Lord. The fact, honestly, because you see, as a preacher, I do hospital visits. And I know what it is to see a 6 foot whatever tall man on a bed. And he's trying to lift up his hands and he cannot lift up his hands. Just because something has gone wrong somewhere. And so many times when we lift up our hands, we don't even realize that it's a blessing. Hallelujah. I wish somebody can lift up their hands to God this morning and just say, "Thank you, Jesus." So the psalmist began to enumerate the blessings of God. And one of it was eating the fruits of your labor. It's one thing to labor. It's another thing to eat the fruits of one's labor. May you eat the fruit of your labor. To our celebrant, not looking your age really, is a blessing. Hallelujah. I know you carry the weight of a 90-year-old, but the truth is that you still don't look 60. So we thank God for that. Good health is a blessing from God. I can stand there and talk all day about health and good health. I've been a cancer survivor twice. So I know what it is to have good health. I know what it is for you to wake up and everything in your body is working the way the Creator made them to be. I'm telling you, money cannot buy, no matter the kind of money. Because when you've gone through that kind of experience, you know that every day is like you are living on borrowed time. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Good spouse and wonderful children. We're here to celebrate Pastor Hagu. But there's no way we can celebrate him without celebrating Pastor Shola. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you like it or not, truly a good wife is a gift from God. I have two grown-up boys. One of them is married and the other one yet to marry. And I said to them, please, there are mistakes you can make in life, but don't make the mistake of his wrong spouse. Because no matter the anointing or the calling of God on your life, if you marry a wrong person, I'm telling you, you'll be frustrated. So when you have a good wife who is there to help you, who is there to lift you up when you are down, who is there to encourage you, who is there just for you to look forward to seeing her or him when you go back home, it's a good blessing from God. How about good children? When God blesses you with children and you look at your adult children, I look back and I look at Pastor Agu's children. And I'm saying, it's only God that can do this. On the second day JJ was born, I was in the hospital seeing you when you were born. And I look back today and he's a grown man. And I'm saying, this is God's blessing. Is anybody hearing what I'm talking about today? The psalmist went further. And he says that you will see your children's children. Oh my God. I can preach about this all day. Because now I'm a grandfather. And I understand. When people look at their grandchildren and I say that if I knew that grandchildren were this much fun, I would have had them before I had my children. Anybody hearing what I'm talking about today? Is there any grandparent in the house that understand what I'm talking about? Yes, I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. I said to our son, I said, we are going to co-parent this boy together. I said, your job is to discipline him and bring him up. My job is to pamper him and spoil him. So both of us, we are working. Praise the Lord. Above all, pastoring a great church like this church is a blessing from God. And we heard on Friday how Pastor Algo was able to drill down to the fact that this is just God's grace. There are times in our lives that you look at what God has done for you and you have nothing to say but to say thank you. Is there anyone here who can say thank you to Jesus? Yes, you are watching me online. Just say thank you to Jesus. Let's stop focusing on that which he has not done. Peter at the gate beautiful said something. In Acts chapter 3 verse 6, when that crippled man looked up to him and he was looking for money, he said, silver and gold I have none. He said, but that which I have, I give unto you. Yeah. Many times we focus on what we don't have. How about what you have? Is anybody here listening to me this morning? So going further, the psalmist now began to tell us what are the requirements to be blessed by God. Because to be a British citizen, I'm sure you know there are requirements. The same thing to be an American citizen. I know you know that there are requirements. The first requirement, the psalmist says, is that to fear the Lord. To fear the Lord. He says, blessed is everyone, that includes you and I, who fears the Lord. As an African man who grew up in Nigeria, the fear of our fathers is the beginning of wisdom. I always wondered why they place so much emphasis on fear. I remember as a teenager, my dad goes to work and he comes back, and everybody in the living room just scatters around. Just hearing the horn of his car. And one day he walked up in the afternoon, and he said, why are you running away? Why are you running away from me? We said, you caused it. So because of this, many of us look at God in the same vein as an African father, as a man who is just waiting for you to make a mistake. I grew up with an uncle that he walks around me and he walks around, you know, all my siblings. And you walk past him and he just knocks you up. He just knocks you and he just pushes you. And the next thing you say, what did I do? He said, that's the warning not to do anything. I said, whoa. You and I know that when you go through such experiences, there's something that comes over you. But the fear the psalmist is talking about is the reverential fear of the Lord. Is anybody hearing me? Because to be blessed by God, you must fear him. To fear God is to acknowledge him in our lives. To fear God is to make him first in our lives. To fear God is the beginning of wisdom and is to hate evil. Praise the Lord. It was the same fear that made Job not to curse God and led to his restoration. Hallelujah. It was this fear that made Joseph not to sleep with Potiphar's wife. You say, how can I do this great thing, evil thing, against my God? Is anybody hearing me? There's no doubt in my mind that the one that we have come to celebrate today, Pastor Agu, he fears God. He fears God. Number two, the psalmist says that to get to be blessed by God, you must walk in his ways. You must walk in his ways. Because in that same verse 1, it says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Psalm 1 verses 1 and 2 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on this law he meditates day and night. No wonder at 99, God called Abraham and said, walk before me and be perfect. Hallelujah. When you fear God, I'm telling you, you will be fair to all men. In our church, the ladies or the men, they can bring the person that they are dating and they say, oh, this is the person I want to marry and all that. And in 5-10 minutes, I'm just talking to them generally. And the ladies are wondering, and I know that they have been coached. Because the way some of the guys will be answering me, I know he has been coached. You know, they'll say, oh, Pastor Tola, yeah, you have to be careful. You know, Pastor Tola is this, is that. And I'm just, you know, laughing. Then one day a lady came to me and said, what were you looking for? I said, I was looking for the fear of God. If you marry a man that does not fear God, to slap you is not a problem. Oh, yeah. To beat you up is not a problem. Why? Because he has no fear of God. Is anyone hearing me? In Genesis 18, from verses 17 to 19, God, because of the fear that Abraham had, God said, shall I hide what I'm about to do from Abraham? Since you will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him. It's good for God to testify concerning us. You know, Pastor Agu was saying on Friday that if there's any gift, blank check that is asking from God, that is for God to call him his friend. Honestly, I went to him and I said, I'm not sure that's going to be my own blank check. I'm telling you, I have a lot of things I'm believing God for. I'm telling you, I will be God's friend. I will always be his friend. But God, I don't know whether I will have another opportunity. But this one, I need some things. Praise the Lord. I'm just being real with you. Hallelujah. God said concerning Abraham, because he fears me and he walks in my ways, he will teach his children right. And because of that, God said, I will not hide what I'm about to do. If you are always being taken by surprise in life, sit back and ask yourself, do you truly walk in his ways? Because most times, God will reveal to you when you seek him what he's about to do. Number three, for the sake of my time, to be blessed by God, you must trust him. You must trust him. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Trust. Trust is a major sign that we know God. Trust is a major sign that will believe in him. It's not when things are going well that we know whether you trust God or not. But even when things are not going your way. The three Hebrew children, they said, we are not going to bow down, king, for you or your idols. But because we believe one thing, that our God will save us. Even if he decides not to save us. That's trust. I've been working with Pastor Agu for over 30 years. And I've seen how he has handled things in challenging times. And the only thing I can, you know, point to that is because of his trust in God. Keep on trusting God, my friend. God will always bring you out. I wish somebody can say a better amen. Amen. And number four, honoring God leads to his blessings. Am I round it up here? Honoring God leads to his blessings. What does it mean? To honor is to prefer above. To honor is to respect. To honor is to defer to. The good thing about honor is that it's a two-edged sword. Because God was saying that if you honor me, he said, I will honor you. He said, but those that dishonor me, say, I will likely esteem them. Praise the Lord. To honor God does not take anything away from you. It adds to you. It adds to you. Some years ago, I was on a flight to Nigeria. And there was a former president. He was sitting next to me. And he's an old man. When we landed, everybody walked past him without saying anything. And I know why. Because really, people didn't just like his legacies. And he was about to look at the upper bin and bring out his bags. And I said, let me help you, sir. And he said, no, I can do it. I said, you're an older man. Let me help you. And as soon as I brought it down, he looked at me. He said, God, we honor you. That was not a check. But what else do you want in life? When you honor people, they honor you back. Praise the Lord. I have seen Pastor Agu. What matters most to him is to honor God. What matters to him is to honor God. And finally, when you serve God, there is no way that you'll not be blessed. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in the land. I will fulfill the number of your days. That's Exodus 23 from verse 25. The one that we have come to celebrate today is someone who has dedicated his life to serving God. I have never seen anyone serve God and is forsaken. That's why the psalmist says that once I was young, but now I'm old. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. As I round this up this morning, the question I have for every one of us, won't you rather be blessed by God today? These five things, it's in itself, it's not everything. There are many more things that you and I can do. But if we start from this, there is no way that we'll not look back to life and truly acknowledge that we have been blessed. Shall we bow down our heads? I wanted to talk to God this morning, please. I wanted to talk to God. There are things, or maybe one thing you've heard this morning, it has touched your heart, and you are saying, God, please help me so that I can do more. Help me that I can do more. Help me. Help me to trust you more. Help me, Almighty God, to put you first. Help me, Lord, not just to put you first or to trust you, but help me to serve you, to dedicate my life to you. Because the scriptures cannot be broken. They say, blessed is everyone. This is not only reserved for pastors or ministers. The scripture says everyone, everyone. That includes you, that includes I. You are watching online. It's time for you to say that prayer and ask God to help you. And if you do, I have no doubt that He's more than willing and ready to help you and I. While we are still praying, maybe you might be here or you are watching me online and you really want to be blessed by God, but you don't have a relationship with Him. You don't have a relationship with Him. It is difficult to trust someone you don't know. That's why your first step is to know this God that we are talking about. So that when you start a walk with Him, you can begin to trust Him more and more. Maybe you are here and you are one of those people. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I'm not here to embarrass you, but just to pray with you. If you are one of such people, if you can lift up your hand wherever you are and say, Pastor T, can you please pray with me? Yes, can you please pray with me? I really want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I really want to trust Him. Maybe somebody has done one thing to you in the past and this made it difficult for you, or you shut down on everybody. And it's very difficult. Like they say where I come from, you have trust issues. But then you can overcome it today. Who is that person? Just wave your hand and say, Pastor T, please pray with me. Please pray with me. I have one more minute to go so that I can pray with you. You are watching online and this is your prayer. I'm sure we're going to address yours, you know, later, you know, if you're going to scan a code or something, just to reach out, just to reach out. Or you can type in there that I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want Him to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you. Is anybody lifting up there? Thank you, my sister. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please, can you come forward, please? Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Just come. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Is there anybody today that is saying, I want to surrender my life to Jesus? I want to surrender. Just come. Thank you, my brother. Just come. Just come. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Any other person? Any other person? Just come. Just come. Just come as you are. Just come as you are. Just come as you are. It's about your destiny. It's about God. He wants to be your friend. He wants to walk by you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to walk with you. Any other person, wherever you are, maybe you are in the extension and you want to come up. Please come up. Please come up. I don't have much time so that I can pray with you. So that I can pray with you. I'm telling you, even if it was only you that shows up, it's worth the while. It's worth the while. Because the Bible said that while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for the ungodly. Hallelujah. Please, for those of us who are in front, I want to pray with you. Please, I want you to repeat after me and say, Heavenly Father, I come before you today in the name of Jesus. I believe I'm a sinner and I ask, oh Lord, that you forgive me of my sins. I confess today that Jesus Christ is your son. I ask him to be my savior today and live in my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you because anyone that comes to you, your word says that you will not cast them out. As my brothers and sisters have come to you today, Lord, I pray that you will forgive them of their sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will write their names in the book of life, that from today you will begin a new walk with them in the mighty name of Jesus, that every day of their lives from today, Almighty God, let it be brand new with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. For those who are online, Lord, we receive the same prayer for them. Blessed be your name, Jehovah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Come on, church, can we put our hands together? Please, maybe you can go with my sister here. You can go with my sister here. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for the salvation of the souls today, Lord. Father, I pray that every day of our lives, as we walk with you, Father, let your blessing flow upon us. Give us, Almighty God, the grace to trust you more and more in the mighty name of Jesus. And above all, for your Son, Almighty God, I pray that the gift that money cannot buy, Father, you will give unto him this day. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Come on, have you been blessed today? Please put your hands together. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.